to another episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. That's the question we ask continuously throughout this school year as we close in to the Christmas holidays.
I'd like to say welcome to the Christmas holidays because your kids are already on holidays.
Yeah, they're on holidays. Yeah, it's a long old holiday too.
I was very surprised when I just walked in and the kidlets are here and I was like, oh, that's right. You're doing it. You're really doing it.
They're on holidays already. And actually, well, I say this, it's not very far into the holidays. And touch wood. It's been going okay so far.
That's great though.
Christmas holidays for the kids, they get a big chunk of summer holidays, but you can't take that much time off work as a working parent. So then you got to think about vacation cares.
Yeah.
Or if you're lucky enough to work from home like I am, the kids are here. But then you have to really be strict on screen time and stuff like that because otherwise you could get caught up with work and just sat on an iPad all day.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, like at the end of the day, when you are working from home, you tend to go from like one room and then you go back out into the real world. And when I say the real world, you go into your own home.
Yeah.
You just step out of your office into the real world of the shit fight of what has unrolled outside.
Yeah.
You sort of switch off the work mode back into mum mode back to work mode.
Yeah. And then you're not as productive when the kids are home either because they're needing shit all the time and then they're hungry and then whatever.
Mm.
Oh, mum, can you just do this? It's like, no, I'm actually working. But yeah. They don't grasp that concept.
No.
You would find that too with your kids getting ready for school in the morning. You're a personal trainer. You've got clients. Are they just wandering in asking for braids?
They do.
Stuff?
Only last week. I'm right in the middle of a session with a client. Elsie walks in. She's got no shoes on, socks, uniform. Yes, that was on. Hair was wild. Comes in, one hand brush, the other hand four hair ties and was like, oh, I just wanted in two pigtails and then I want you to plait the pigtails. And I looked at her and I was like, I'm working.
Yeah.
I am working.
It's like when you're on the phone, all kids will ask you for something and then you do that thing. We've talked about it so many times. I'm on the phone. You point to the phone like as if you can't see it. I'm on the phone. And they still want you to do stuff
you
for
just
them.
Flashback to last week. I feel like Elsie's all I talk about. But I was doing the exact same thing and I'm going, I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
And she's going, I know, get off it. And I was like, and I try and do the straight face because I know if I laugh, she thinks, you
it's
know,
a
it's a bad habit to get into when you laugh at your kids when they've just said something, you know, somewhat semi-rude. And she's like, I know, get off the phone. I need to talk to you. Like, hang up. You can call them back.
Can I?
Am I a bad wife for competing with my husband for the kids' attention?
Oh, nice.
So it's somewhat still, you know, in a roundabout way it comes back to the kids. But I had this overwhelming sense the other day of feeling like I was competing with my husband for my own kids' attention.
Mm.
And then I had this moment of going, do other people feel like this? And obviously, within every different marriage or every different family situation, you would feel like there is an element of competing with each other. So whether you're married, whether you're separated, you know, whatever it is, you're co-parenting well, do you ever feel like you get to the point where you're competing for the kids' attention from your own partner or ex-partner? So I was chatting with a girlfriend of mine who has two boys similar ages to our girls and she's divorced.
Mm.
And I said, do you ever feel like you compete with your ex? So when you have your week with the kids, do you do things to be like, oh, we're going to do this week and it's going to be like great? And she said, naturally you do it anyway because you feel like you're making up almost like the time that you don't get with them in the week that you do get to spend with them. She said, I don't know if I look at it as trying to one-up each other, but I look at it as more – I do extra things with them on my week that I do have them in comparison to when I don't.
Yeah, I think that that would be even more the case with separated parents. If your ex takes them on a holiday for a week, then I reckon in your mind you're thinking, oh, he took them on holiday, so I should really take them somewhere.
On holidays for a week. And then you're like, these kids are winning at the end of the day, Katie.
Yeah. I found that as a child of divorced parents, I enjoyed it. That mum would try and do more and then dad would try and do. I felt like I got more freedom as a teenager because my parents were divorced.
Yeah.
And my dad would take us on holiday and I was allowed out to wherever, a bit more freedom than what my mum would do. And so then she would do that too. And
yeah,
I loved it.
Because it started a conversation, obviously, between myself and this other mum. And we were having this conversation and I said, but it's funny because I'm married and I feel like I still do that. I come from a background of having had the children and Sam being away most of the time.
Yeah.
Pre him retiring from footy. So I was so used to just doing our own thing.
Yeah.
So now that he's there all the time, I feel like then the time that you do get away from each other, you still want to try and almost create those elements of fun that we used to have.
Yeah.
You know, when it was the three of us.
Well, first of all, it throws your routine out. Like it throws out, like we've talked about this before. If the husband works 9 to 5 and he's in the office, and then if he's home one morning when it's normally your routine, and in theory, that's great because then, you know, you can help each other out and you can share the workload. But then you always find like you leave the house late because your routine's out you forget something.
It takes a while to rejig that routine.
Instead of it being your job and your responsibility, all of a sudden you're sharing it. So you might forget the water bottles or because it's just not what was normal for you.
I guess for me, like that whole idea of competing, like I hate it.
Well, you love it at the sports day.
I know. That's doing the mum's story, race. Different story when it comes to physical ability. But no, when it comes to like him and I sort of think about it and go, I shouldn't be competing. In my mind, I shouldn't be competing. But is it just my, you know, is it just you that's doing it? Maybe he's not even competing. But it does bug me when he goes out and does this and they come home. They're like, oh, my God, Dad is the best. We had the best time. He took us here. We did this. And they usually are doing everything that I don't love.
Yeah.
You know, I've spoken about this on this podcast before, about frozen Cokes, you know, the frozen raspberries and stuff from
like the 7-Eleven Slurpees. Yeah.
And the day that I took them in because I felt like a Slurpee, they just couldn't believe that I was offering them a Slurpee at 7-Eleven. Like they just thought it was best. Dad lets us have this all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and Dad lets us have chewing gum all the time. I don't care. I'm not your dad.
Yeah.
I'm your mum.
I get frustrated by the fact that he'll go, oh, do they need something for afternoon tea? And I'll go, yeah, make it healthy. And he'll come home with the donut and I'm like, that's not what I said. I said keep, and I feel like I'm the only one that's keeping these kids healthy. You fill them with sugar,
mind
fill
you,
them with lollies.
Jay's life hack with his healthy breakfast, what are they called?
Hash browns
in the air fryer.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Mind blowing.
They're done in the air fryer. Put them fat in them, they're done in the air fryer. Oh yeah. All right, because that takes all the oil out of them. It's frustrating. I get it. But wouldn't it be a nice, and this is just in theory, like we always talk about the fact that we don't speak as child psychologists necessarily would, but wouldn't it be nice if we could just look at our kids, regardless of who's done what and what they've done with each other, and go, I'm so glad that you had that experience.
Yeah.
And that you did, I don't know, rock climbing and went for a Slurpee, because I can't think of anything worse than sitting in those places and then filling you with sugar. Isn't it great that you've had that experience and you've had that lovely time?
Yes.
Doesn't matter that I haven't done it with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a great way of looking at it. And I think that would be the best way of implementing going forward. But yeah. Right now, if I didn't get to go rock climbing, I'd be upset. No, not really. I don't know if I'd be good at that. So then I wouldn't really want to be shown up by my kids climbing higher than me on a rock wall.
And then instead of a 7-Eleven Slurpee, you could do, you know, your version, which might be a frozen yogurt. Like, oh, Mum. She doesn't do it as good anyway.